Well, we're recording, so anytime you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome, ladies and gents, to another edition.
Let's go over just a little more. Just be in the frame. There you go.
Two bits.
Your camera.
And
your
two mics. Pow. Open them up.
Let's
go.
I'll edit that out. I can't be cussing the first minute, dude. I know better, and I'm still doing it every week. Oh, I spilled my gum, too. So apparently a home run happened just now, if you haven't heard the children
in
the background.
I heard something.
We'll figure this out. Don't worry. Let's turn this down. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, this is all yesterday.
Yeah, I go to home.
It does. He's Ryan's logging now.
Oh, you do?
Because he's got the D-backs.
You watched them?
Yesterday we did. You were here.
I didn't watch the D-backs.
We watched the D-backs here,
right? That's right.
We saw the Grand Slam.
That's right.
But you guys were on right now. You want to watch your game?
No.
Let's watch your game.
No, we're losing.
Well, I don't think we're winning either.
But I didn't know you use his and not mine. That's
He came here and well, the outside one is your login. This one is his. Because he came here and was like, oh, let's do this. I was like, okay, you got it. No big deal.
No big deal. Somebody hit a home run.
Oh, so if Garver's up, that means it was probably Haniger then.
Oh, okay.
Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
I probably said that already.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did say open
I
up.
Like the shades, dude.
Yeah.
I like this energy you got right now. I like it.
You know, I'm just, you know, Kumo D.
Wild, Wild West.
Yep.
The Wild, Wild, Wild West. Hey, you remember that song? Go see the doctor. Do you remember that one?
Yes, but I don't remember who sings it.
Kumo D?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember that?
I remember the song, but I don't remember if it was them singing it.
Yeah, he talks about getting syphilis.
Today's Luke Gehrig.
Oh, is it Rojas?
Today is Luke Gehrig Day.
Oh, no, it's Luke Rayleigh. Luke Rayleigh got it.
Today's Luke Gehrig Day.
That's cool.
What a sad day.
It is a sad day, right?
Right.
He has a disease named after him.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
It's kind of... So... ALS, tough.
That's very tough.
That's a tough disease.
Very tough disease.
Now that the podcast is somber.
I mean, that one and pancreatic cancer, those are just tough ones.
How about shout out Voodoo Ranger Peach Force. Let's rock and roll.
Tropic Force.
Hey, New Belgium, sometime, some way, whenever you want, answer the emails.
Oh, they're too big.
Right?
They're too big.
They always offer this thing in marketing. They're like, hey, you know, reach out to us. We'll talk back.
Okay.
Guess what?
You don't talk back.
No, they don't. They don't care.
Well, anyway, let's get into some sports talk, baby. The NBA Finals is set for this Thursday, June 6, 2024, with the Dallas Mavericks going up against the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics.
Boston.
Will the Dallas Mavericks be the first fifth seed to win an NBA title?
It might happen.
No. I'm asking you, will it happen?
Oh. You don't want a maybe?
No.
Dude, tell me right now.
Will the Dallas Mavericks defeat the Boston Celtics?
When you say it like that, it makes me think that like that's going to happen. Because Dallas has fought harder than anybody else. Boston has had
no
battles.
They had no Giannis, no Embiid.
No Jimmy Butler.
No Jimmy Butler. No Knicks. No Tyrese Halliburton.
Don't say no Knicks, because there was a lot of Knicks for like three games. Then the Knicks went away.
Well, they didn't have any. But because the Knicks went away, they couldn't play them.
I feel so bad for your Knicks.
Dude, if we were healthy... I really think
you'd be there right now.
I think we'd be in the finals.
I think, well, you called it kind of a while back. You're like, Boston's going to be a winning team, but they're not going to get there.
Yeah.
But they got there because of injuries.
Injuries.
Could you say that?
I didn't. Well, you couldn't predict the injuries back then, right?
Well, nobody can.
No, so by me saying that back then, I was not thinking about the injuries.
Right.
That would pile up on them.
No, I got you.
With the Butlers and the Giannises and the Lillards and the Tyrese Halliburton and the Embiids. I mean, the list goes on and on. And Jalen Brunson hurting his hand. Like, so...
There was a lot of injuries.
Right.
You keep going.
You take all that away, Knicks aren't two seed.
No. Not at all.
I'm saying. So that whole thing changes then.
Oh, I think so too. I think so.
You know, I think Philly or Milwaukee might be two seed.
Philly.
Right.
They're typically a winning team in that regard.
But that would just change the whole landscape and who you play who, when, and where, and stuff like that. So Boston got very lucky with the injuries this year. Dallas actually fought their way.
Where they only lose two games?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, Donovan Mitchell went out.
That's right. Donovan Mitchell was out too.
So
they won 4-1 against Cleveland.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's garbage.
So, but Dallas,
that's the easiest path ever.
Oh, for sure. Easier than LeBron ever had.
All right, take it easy.
I'm just saying, easier than LeBron ever had.
Hey, someone's gonna argue that. Please, somebody in the comments argue that.
But Dallas, they actually fought their way. They had to face the 4 seed Clippers on the road.
Yep.
Then they had to face the number 1 seed OKC, but they were young. I think that was inexperience of
them. You called that though. You said that earlier. Like they have a lot of good talent, but they don't have experience yet.
Right. And they'll be back next year. And then surprisingly, they didn't have to face Denver, which I think would have beaten them.
Yeah. For sure.
Because the same thing with Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Just not a lot of experience. The moment got too big for them. Because the moment was too big. I mean, you see how...
Shout out Brennan Clifton.
You see how Ant played in the first 3 games. He couldn't shoot. And Cat couldn't shoot. Like, I think that's nerves. I think that's tennis. I think that's tightness. That's not...
I think they ran out of gas.
Trying to do too much. Trying to be that man. Trying to be that face of the NBA.
I can kind of see that too. But I also think that they were running a defense like we saw with Boston 3 years ago against... Golden State, remember they ran out of gas?
Yeah.
Golden State was like, it ain't going to work against us. You're not going to stop us.
Right.
They played hard defense. Boom, boom, boom. Fast pace. I mean, look how they beat the shit out of the Suns.
Oh, I know.
And they did that in the second round against Clippers. I mean, not the Clippers, but who they beat in the second round?
Who?
Minnesota.
This year?
Yeah.
Denver?
Yeah. Just like, then they were playing.
Their first round was.
Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix.
So it was all defense those first 2 rounds, right?
Oh, yeah.
So once they got to the next level. It's not sustainable. Nobody plays long enough. I heard this too. And you could. Kevin Garnett says this. Shout out Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. Are you good? It's fair. It's fair. You got that Paul Pierce look on right now with his sunglasses, dude. So there was this thing that KG came out with, and he was like, look, Mike was really good. Mike is Michael Jordan. Mike was really good about keeping guys busy.
I think everybody knows who Mike is.
Okay, just for the day, for the younger audience that's listening to us. He would say things like, Mike wouldn't let us stop and make us play until July. His camp, his one-on-ones, remember he was doing Space Jam?
Yeah.
And he invited everyone over?
Yeah.
But he was nonstop every day until July. Nonstop. So KG's theory is like, nobody plays until July outside of being in the playoffs.
Being in playoffs.
So nobody has the stamina to keep running anymore.
When they're done in April, they shut it down.
They're done. Or they might bleed into May. A little bit, they go June, July, I'm out. Video game time.
Right.
Cabo and video games, I'm out. So KG kind of has a point a little bit, right? Wouldn't you say? Like, if you look at how everyone played.
If you've never been there before, then you don't know what it's going to take to train for it, right?
But that was his deal, though.
So what? Essentially what he's saying is everyone should go into the season preparing themselves to play, regardless if you are out early or not, through June every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year, play, perform through June.
You absolutely should.
The Joker doesn't, though.
No, but he's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Hey, this new hard-paced, fast, more athletic NBA, the two whitest dudes ever and slowest are taking over the NBA.
Are going to be the face of the NBA.
The slowest. I mean, like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Just look at this. Look at Jared Allen from, is it Jared Allen from Houston? Right?
No, Jalen.
Jalen Green. Look at Jalen Green for how athletic that dude is. Right. You'd think he'd take over the league, right? Or even Anthony Edwards, right? Just super athletic. You got Luke over there doing this.
I mean, Ant's on his way, but you can tell Ant is not where Luka is.
No, 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 no. My point is there's two different styles of play.
For sure. But that's also a product of Luka being able to play and practice and develop. In Europe, more so than here, because the AAU and stuff here sucks.
Segue into some other shit,
you know. So, but he was a professional over there at an earlier age,
100%.
So he already has that. Okay, this is what we do.
I got you.
You know,
no, and you're not wrong in that regard. Like we play more games than we practice.
Correct.
And it's backwards.
It's backwards.
It's backwards.
Very backwards.
There's a lot of things that I do know some coaches in this industry right now, the AAU that are trying to turn it around. But summertime's here now. So here we are. We're going to be in tournaments. This is what it is.
Yeah.
That's when they show them.
We
don't have to join them, but we do.
This is my thing. Like, why not spend the September till April just developing and training and a game, like one game a month here or there. And then when tournament time comes, you implement everything that you've learned. You have your plays are down, your defense is down, your ball handling is down, your shooting is down, your team camaraderie is down. Like, just go after it.
And it's for sure.
For the summertime.
100%.
But train. practice.
Beat each other up in practice.
Workout. Even have scrimmages if you want to have scrimmages.
With team. Invite another team over.
You don't have to have games on the weekends, though.
No.
I mean, maybe one a month.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Maybe one a month, right? You have a game or two on a Saturday.
I'm okay with a scrimmage, though. Come out. Okay, you practice 2 days. Then, Saturday morning, come over and we're going to do a scrimmage real quick.
And see how,
just do 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. And just work on what we worked on this week.
Exactly. Work on what we developed and what we were pushing.
Correct.
I like that.
You know, but it's not that way. It's more of a business. And it shouldn't be a business.
It's 100% a business.
It shouldn't be a business.
It's a scam.
At this age. At this age, at 9, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds, it should not be a business.
It's a scam I want to be a part of because I'd love to have my own gym.
Oh, for sure, right? It should be a developmental training session up until about 14.
Shout out Jay Mitchell. He's on board with me.
About 14. But, so the NBA Finals, you calling Dallas or you calling Boston?
I'm going to say Dallas right now. I'm going to run with it.
What game?
Oh, game six. They win in game six. Yeah. Boston's going to get one or two, right?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Uh-oh. What do we got here? Julio. No fly zone.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think Dallas in six. Dallas will win in Dallas in game six. Dallas will split in Boston.
Oh, they'll win game three or something?
No. They'll split in Boston.
So they'll win game one or two.
Or game two.
I can see them stealing game one.
I know. So can I.
That's right. Boston's number one seed.
And Boston has so many days rest. They had four extra days rest more than Dallas.
And they haven't been battling.
No.
That's my biggest thing is they have not been battling.
And Kristaps Porzingis is supposed to be back on game one, but how well is he going to be able to move, right?
Hey, these scriptwriters in their bag, yeah?
Yeah. So
Kyrie going back to Boston?
I think Dallas splits in Boston, and I think Dallas wins two.
I like it.
In Dallas.
Ooh.
So they're up 3-1.
Oh.
And then Boston goes back and win game five, but then they lose game six at home.
That's solid.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like that. You heard it here first, folks.
So we'll see. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
When I think of like how the NBA is played half the time, I mean, somebody steals something from home.
Yeah.
Typically.
For sure.
In these NBA finals.
For sure.
Typically.
For sure. I mean, I could also see a split in both areas for the first four games.
Yeah.
And then Dallas wins the next two.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I could see that too. You know, so.
It doesn't go past game six in my mind, though.
I think
Dallas
so.
Wins it in game six.
I think so.
And I even then, though, I wouldn't even be shocked if it was game five.
No, I would be.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would be shocked.
You think Boston's we whistled out on the first one, and this is our time?
Well,
Derek shaved his head, so now he's their time business.
Because they had no money.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean,
that's right. They got nothing.
This is their time, because they got to pay Tatum now.
Yeah, because they paid Jalen.
They paid Jalen.
Oh.
And they can't keep Kristaps Porzingis. They probably can't keep Derek White. Going to be a hot person on the market.
Oh, he'll be gone.
You know?
If they win it, he's gone, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, he's gone. Horford retires.
I don't know if Horford retires.
He retires.
Hey. He goes to Miami or some shit.
No, he retires.
Nah, man. Go to Florida, bro.
Go to Miami.
Go to Orlando.
I can see that.
Who doesn't want to pay a vet right now like him?
You say him and Bam in the same backcourt? I mean, the front court? I can see that.
Solid.
I can see that.
He's like a better Udonis.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Just a better shooter?
Yeah.
Udonis was an enforcer last 5 years, though.
Yeah.
That's all he was.
Yeah.
Well, Al Horford tough, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I can see him going to Florida. That's Miami, specifically. He had to go to Miami.
I'm just thinking retirement for him. So I'm like, I'm just going to play in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, now what?
NBA, huh? Okay, that's what it is. We both got Dallas in six.
Did you like the draft? Do you think the order of the draft was good or no?
I
don't even remember what it was.
Spurs got them? No, not Spurs.
No, let's look it up. Hang on.
I don't remember.
Washington?
No.
Not even Detroit. It was Atlanta.
Atlanta got the first pick? They're going to go Dwight Howard again. That's the last time they had number one pick, right? 2004?
Here we go. Yeah, Hawks, 2024.
So 20 years ago, they had a number one pick.
Is that who they chose? Was Dwight Howard? That's right.
Right out of high school. I think he was the last high school kid in the NBA.
So it goes, yeah. I think, Robert Swift was after him, I think.
Robert Swift went to LSU.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
We're going to fight about this.
Stromile Swift. I'm talking about him.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Who's Robert Swift?
Seattle Sonics. Do you remember them?
No.
They were around for a while.
Oh, in Oklahoma. OKC Thunder, baby. The modern,
I don't deserve this.
The modern day Seattle.
That's not at all what that is.
Yeah, I don't remember Robert Swift.
Let's see.
Oh, the white boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
12th pick in 2004.
See, same year as Howard.
Howard was number one that year?
Yeah.
Wait, no, number one is LeBron James.
No, LeBron James 23. 03. LeBron's 03.
Right. Let's see.
LeBron was 03. I don't know why you're looking it up.
I just want to look it up.
Yeah, I'll wait for it.
Dwight Howard.
Go ahead and tell
Orlando,
me.
Orlando, number one. Yeah. Did you say Atlanta? And you were wrong.
I was wrong on the team.
You trying to slip that by me.
I was wrong on the team. I did say Atlanta.
My shit, bad. Dude. My bad. That's all good. No, I was like, I thought it was Orlando, but I was like, maybe.
But
I know he played for Atlanta.
He played in Atlanta. Because he's from Atlanta. He went to high school in Atlanta.
Down low boys down there. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
The down low boys. We know what he's all about.
Dirty down low.
So here's your top 10 in the draft lottery this year. Atlanta, Washington, Houston, San Antonio, Detroit, Charlotte, Portland, Toronto. Actually goes to Seattle, San Antonio. And then Memphis and Utah.
Toronto's pick, was that Kawhi?
It actually ends up going to...
Was that Kawhi's pick?
I think... I don't know. Is that some kind of three-way trade? From Clippers to Toronto to San Antonio?
Maybe.
It just says to San Antonio from Toronto. Mm. Either way. I mean, Houston's got...
San Antonio could get two top 10 picks then.
Houston's got the 12th pick and the third pick, so...
Is there a point guard that San Antonio wants? Because they can package those two picks and move up number one.
It's not a bad idea.
If you're Atlanta, would you do that?
Get rid of put Trae Young in San Antonio and get rid of the picks
and get two more.
I'm just
picks.
Putting it out there, ladies and gentlemen.
And get two more picks.
I don't see why not.
But I don't think Trae Young is Pop's kind of player.
No.
So
you have to be a Pop player.
Is he
going to be there that much longer?
I don't know. He'll be around at least Wimby's first contract.
Oh,
that's 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
he's already. Old.
He wants a Tony Parker point guard.
Oh, I know you don't like Tony. He's so good.
I like Tony.
But you didn't think he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, no. just because I don't think he should be a Hall of Famer. Just like Pau Gasol shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. Doesn't mean I don't like him.
Oh, Pau Gasol. Oh,
that hurts.
Well, it's like this. It's like anybody gets in, dude. So yeah, like whatever sure. If you have any sort of name, you're in the Hall of Fame. It seems like it, right?
I'm surprised Robert Horry's not in.
You would think Big Shot Bob would be there.
You would think Big Shot Bob would be there.
Or Derek Fisher. Is he going to get in?
No.
Probably.
No.
No, but
I think he burnt too many bridges with his coaching mishaps.
This beer is strong, bro.
Yeah. Baseball.
What are we talking about, baseball?
How's your Mariners doing? Mariners.
31 and 27.
Did you win last night?
We won last night, 9-0. You were here for most of it.
Not most of it. I don't know if you close it out, though.
Oh, yeah. 9-0.
Nice.
So we already won the series against the Angels, which they're the Angels, but it's division, and we want that.
You want the division,
and we won three against Houston last week too. Three out of four.
Oh,
there's a four-game series. Nonetheless, hey, you won three against division opponent. That's solid.
That's what you want.
Right now, today we could go for the sweep. If they don't get it, is what it is. I'm okay with winning the series every time.
You have to win series,
and we're doing it. I mean, we are
winning series. Will get you at least 100 games.
I mean, we're not that far off, dude.
I mean, it'll get you 100 games.
If we can go next 2 months and get to like 90 wins, we'll be okay.
We'll get 90 wins 2 months.
Two more months? What are you talking about?
Oh, today's June.
Yeah.
In August, you won't have 90 wins in August.
No, I'm thinking like if we're right there at the end of August. I say 2 months, like July, August. Like if we do well with those.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of this stuff isn't that sustainable. Good teams do it though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, pitching staff is carrying us.
We have 41 wins right now.
You guys are on fire. You guys have fucking just all the bats. You have everything.
Right now.
You guys were, down on yourself last year with these guys.
Well, they were 82 and 80.
But then you got Soto.
And Garrett Cole's not even playing yet.
I know, right? I just realized that. When you said that out loud, I was like, oh shit, yeah. Your ace isn't even playing yet.
Cy Young winner hasn't even played yet.
All right, you take it easy.
Well, he is.
I know he is.
don't get me wrong.
Oh, Castillo. I love these jerseys, dude.
I love
the cream with the blue.
The blue.
Hey.
It has to be the royal blue. Can't be a dark blue.
That's what I'm rocking today.
Yeah.
No, that's a good-looking jersey. As far as Mariners go, we're still winning in the West right now. Right now. Anything can happen. We're still four months away, dude.
It's early.
So early. Yeah. But the fact that these few months that we're staying alive like this, staying 4 or 5 games ahead... I like that.
Yeah.
We're always backwards. We're always second or third, you know?
Right.
We're 4 or 5 games back. Then we go on a streak and then we come back. We lose like 10 in a row or you win 10 in a row. It's like these guys are just winning series. That's what they're doing right now. And I like it. I'm trying to think, who did we lose to last? Last series we lost was Minnesota, I think. So about 2 weeks ago. We split with the Yankees.
Yeah.
And we compete with you guys. I'm okay with that. In the AL, that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you were upset about it.
Oh my gosh.
Especially on the ninth and the first
just
game.
That Monday. That first game was a horrible one. That 4-1 in the ninth inning, and you lose 5-4.
But you can't fault like watching baseball and like going like that's kind of exciting.
No, it's exciting.
It sucks to your team happening.
It's exciting for the team that.
But remember we were watching highlights and that team was who did we watch yesterday? They were down 11-0.
Kansas City.
Yeah. And they scored 8.
Yeah.
And they almost hit the home run the two run shot. Oh my god.
Yeah, the warning shot. Yep.
With track. Two outs.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And they got all those runs. That's what I love about baseball right now. It's like anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It's awesome. It's fucking great.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
NFL.
Your boy Patrick Queen had some shit to say.
Yeah, what do you say now?
Yeah, listen to this. Yeah, listen to this is bullshit. What
he said. He's not my boy anymore. He's black and yellow. He's not my boy.
Black and yellow. Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't give a shit about the Steelers. Shout out Tyler McCoy. We love you, dude. But, you know, I don't care about the Steelers. Cheaters. Anyway.
They're not cheaters. Patriots are cheaters.
Well, that's fair. What did I... I just saw this. Oh, here we go. Okay, so Patrick Queen just came out and says, Patrick Queen on turning down more money to join the Steelers. It was like, I have a chance to either go win or I have a chance to go get paid. I really am just trying to win right now and get that out of the way and get paid later. Excuse me, bro. You're a half a touchdown away from going to the fucking Super Bowl with the Ravens, bro.
That's a stab at Baltimore because Baltimore didn't pay him. And a stab at everybody else because
they offered more money than they gave him to the Steelers. So
exactly, but he was thinking he was going to be a Roquan Smith kind of a player and get $20 million a year. And no team has offered him $20 million.
Nobody's going to do that for him.
No team offered him that contract. So he decided to take the money.
That's
on
him.
It wasn't his choice. He had no choice.
Either way, though,
you know. But call it what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Call a spade. Don't be like, don't act like, you know, you turned out.
I hear that and I'm like, that's horseshit.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
He just put in a stab.
I wanted to win. You think the Steelers are
going to win? Exactly.
Really, bro?
Exactly. If you wanted to win, I could see.
You guys want
to
be 9-7 forever? Because that's what they're doing.
I could see him doing that when he went to Cincinnati or he goes to Kansas City.
Right.
Or he goes to San Francisco.
Yep.
Or he goes to, you know, Miami. I can see
don't
that.
Don't go to San Fran.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't go to San Fran.
But I can see that.
That would be a real problem.
Oh, my gosh. Because Greenlaw, they'll probably cut Greenlaw.
I don't know if they cut him. Could you make that work with both of them?
You would have to come in and sub him out. I mean, I don't know. Or you turn one of them into a pass rusher.
We talked about this last week. It's like, yeah. Greenlaw's not coming back till week 8, 9. No, I said week 3.
I see.
And you think?
I think by Thanksgiving.
That's week 10, 11?
14, 12.
Shit. That's not right. There's 18 weeks in the league now. Yeah. So, the NFL.
Yeah. So Patrick Queen, I think he was just he was just mad because nobody gave him the money that he thought he was going to get on the market.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It does.
That doesn't make sense what he says though.
Oh no!
I'm trying to win now, bro.
You ain't trying to win now and going to Pittsburgh,
bro. Going to Pittsburgh for real? You trying to be 9-7? Because that's all you're going to be
every year,
dude. It is a weird dynamic, right? You have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Did you? Hey, go back 2 years. Would you go, these two are going to be on the same team sometime? Did you ever think that would ever happen?
No, no one did.
You couldn't call that?
No, nobody did.
You couldn't randomize a bunch of quarterbacks and going to different teams, and that would never happen.
But you wouldn't even have said that, oh, another one, number two? Number two. Oh.
Right at the running check, Jesus.
No one would have even predicted Russell Wilson getting traded to Denver, though.
Rojas.
That part was
fucking crazy.
So,
honestly, that was. Hey, my son's getting a tooth pulled out of his mouth. My friends are calling me. I'm in a dead zone. I can't hear anything. I can't see anything. I get nothing on my phone. My kid's crying. And then I got a glimpse of Russell to the Denver. What the fuck?
Well, quick, look at that Lou Gehrig facts. In 1934, batted 363, 49 home runs, 166 RBIs, and he finished 5th in MVP voting.
Who won it that year?
Probably the Babe. But still, 363. 49 home runs.
If you're batting 363 today, you're all the MVP.
And 166 RBIs, and you finished 5th.
There was no pitching back then. That's what it seems like, right?
There's no
pitching. Now they have all the pitching.
I don't know, but that's crazy. You finished 5th with that stat.
Do you bring back steroids so we have more batting? Because everyone's back to 350? Because right now, a 285 is good, right?
Great.
Right?
285 is great.
Well, I mean, Julio's at 290. And this week, next week, it'll be totally different. But I mean, like, he's hitting 290.
Good.
But then You've got Ohtani who's hitting 260 and they still love him.
Yeah, well.
What's Judge hitting? Judge is hitting up there too, right?
He's like 275.
Yeah. No, he's getting, he has all the power though.
He started off so slow. He started off like 129.
Dude,
like
his batting stance is, he looks like a giant out there.
Well, he's 6'7", 6'8".
He's all of 6'7", too. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah, Aaron Judge is like, when he's up there with his elbow like this, and he's like this statue, it's crazy to me to see it. We good? We good, producer?
All right.
My kids wear the wildest shorts, dude.
It's all good. I like it.
Let's see. What other nonsense I was looking at this week?
Check swing out.
Ooh, here we go. So, Kat came out and was like, you know, we'll go back to the NBA a little bit. Kat says, I'm the greatest big man shooter of all time. That's a fact. I don't get to be second version of someone else. I'm already an original. Gay. We know you're gay, bro. Anyway, Kat, in the first three games against Dallas, 15 for 54. That doesn't make you a good shooter.
No, that does not.
Not at all. Dude, that blows my mind. I love the confidence that he has. I promise you, I love the confidence. I think it's great. But at the same time, like, yo, you got to back this shit up. Dude.
Oh,
you can't
sure.
be just talking shit like
if
that.
If you're going to say something like that, you cannot go 15 for 54.
No.
No.
And it's, and in a clutch situation, like, okay, against the Suns, he was clutch. I'll give it to him. He's great. He's fine. When it counts, though, in the Western Conference Finals, like, yo, you ain't done shit,
Where
dude.
Are you?
Where are you?
But it could be the tired factor. Your legs are tired. You can't shoot.
Going back to KG's thing.
Yeah.
You guys aren't training till July.
No.
And you should train in July regardless if you make it or not, because when your turn comes, you want to fucking be the man.
You want to be there.
And I think, okay, this is off the top of the head, but like this kind of goes back to how much work are you going to put in to be great?
Right.
You're going to put in like, the work to be great?
Like how do you want to, what do you want to be known as?
Remember okay, so like in the NFL, like there were so many people that loved Antonio. Is Antonio, why can't I say Antonio? The tight end, Antonio
Gates.
Antonio, not Antonio Gates, but the other one,
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Goddamn Buddha Ranger. But Tony Gonzalez had a routine, right? I heard about his routine, and it was one of those things where it was like,
plus he was like vegan too, wasn't he?
Right. Well, I don't know if he was. Maybe, but nonetheless, like he had a routine. He pushed himself. That's what he did. And there's people that just kids. Because they are kids at the end of the day, they're 20s, right? They come in and they go, I'm a talent. This is what I do. This is what I want. Pay me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to train for everything. And then those guys, you can even throw Gates in there. I'm sure he did the same thing. Gonzalez, Gates, those guys had longevity in their careers. Those guys could end up being anything and everything they wanted to be. They were great. They're Hall of Famers. They're fucking amazing. People, coaches would say, follow Tony.
Yeah.
Follow Antonio.
For sure.
If you want to know how to play this game and want to sustain yourself in this league, you follow guys like that.
Jason Witten. Follow him.
Yeah, Jason Witten.
Yeah.
And Jason Witten left and came back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, my body's good. Let's go. Tom Brady played for a long time. I know you don't like Tom, but I'm just saying he played for a long time.
He did.
There's protection in between, though.
Avocado cream, you know.
Avocado cream. Avocados are all right. You like avocados?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like them.
I like avocados. I don't know whether nonsense... Yeah, when we were talking about, so another thing was too, is like, to wrap that up, just fucking work.
Right.
Do the work.
Right.
A lot of players don't do the work. Kids don't do the work.
You're absolutely right.
And don't get me wrong, kids are way more talented because they see something in front of them and then, you know, it took 500 tries for someone to do it and another kid sees it and goes, I'll do it in a couple. And they do it. That's fine.
Right.
That's how evolution works. But at the end of the day, put in the work, it'll all be there at the end of the day. That right. I mean, really, you know? Right. Another thing was, we were talking about the easiest pathway. First round, Boston, 4-1 against Miami.
Yep.
There's
no Jimmy.
You beat Tyler Hero. Stop. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep. No Jimmy.
I don't even think Bam played that well.
No. Probably that game they won.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Second round was Cleveland.
No Donovan Mitchell.
No Donovan Mitchell.
No Jared Allen.
No Jared Allen. Who's the kid who went? Oh, he went to. Oh no, he went to Utah. Oh, Darius Garland.
He was there.
That's right. He still plays with Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Who's the kid who went to Utah, though, for Donovan Mitchell? Who they swapped for? I can't remember. Was it a point guard?
Yeah, who did they swap for?
Nonetheless, I like Darius Garland. I'm mixing things up, guys. Shut up.
I don't remember what his name was.
Nonetheless, and then they swept the Pacers.
Yep.
And they blame it on Tyrese being gone. I'm like,
Tyrese left game two, right?
But also, hold up. Halliburton is still as a Tyrese is a good
if
player.
If Halliburton was injured against the Knicks would have won.
He's a good player. Don't get me wrong.
But you're missing 20
he's
points.
He's not. Hey, he's not a threat. Let's calm down.
Yes, he is.
No, I don't think it's like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like that with that guy.
On that team, he is.
Pascal Siakam was fucking living at the free throw line, dude.
But you're missing 20 points from.
But what's his name was ending up averaging 30. Remember that dude who came in?
TJ?
No, not TJ. The other shout out TJ. Another white guy on the court.
Nimhart?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, he's a starter.
No. He was taking his place. He was the one who was getting buckets, though. Yeah, remember, he had 35 or 38 in game three?
But you're still losing the production of Halliburton and the threat of Halliburton scoring.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I don't see... Okay.
If Halliburton got injured in game two against New York, you think you would have went seven games?
Okay, so think about this.
So would it have gone seven games?
No.
Okay, then. Same thing with Boston.
No, think about this. Yes, it is. No. But just think about this. Is Jalen Brunson better than Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah.
He's way more of a threat, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I don't like is people treat Halliburton like he's Jalen Brunson. He's not.
Okay. Well, I understand that.
And I use that for bias against you.
I see that.
To help my argument.
But he's not. I mean, I understand that. And he's not that kind of a threat like Jalen Brunson is.
No. And it.
Because his game is not like that. His game's not shifty like that.
Okay. No, it doesn't have to be shifty. My point is he's not Jalen. He's not Anthony Edwards. He's not even Jared Allen, in my opinion.
I don't know, man.
I'm not trying to hate on him.
He's Jared Allen because he impacts the game the same way Jared Allen does on different aspects. Jared Allen impacts the game defensively, right? You can't do anything.
No, you're not wrong.
But Tyrese Halliburton impacts the game for Indiana, especially offensively.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's the man like everyone wants him to be. Pascal Siakam is the better player.
He's not all NBA.
Did he make third team?
I think so, but
I think he made third team.
But he shouldn't have been.
No.
But Pascal.
Finally, we agree.
Pascal Siakam is going to be a free agent, though. So if you're in New York, though, do you want to sign OG or you sign. If you have a choice, OG and Pascal, who do you sign?
Oh, Pascal Siakam.
Really?
Seriously? Why would
I like OG's defense.
I know you like OG.
I like OG's defense.
But Pascal Siakam gives you the 10 and 10, though. And he's going to body some players.
Yeah. I like the
wouldn't
defense.
You rather have a little more offensive production? They're not that far apart.
No, they're not.
But what I'm saying is Pascal Siakam is a better overall basketball player.
I'll give it
to
you.
And I feel like he would actually do this. He's a role player. You want me to rebound? I'll rebound.
You want me to get 10? Same with OG.
Want me to get 15? OG can score, but not score at will like Siakam.
You're right.
So many times I watched Siakam live at the free throw line.
Yeah, you're right.
Not shooting free throws. I'm saying he was getting buckets from 15 feet out every time. I was like, holy shit, dude. This guy's amazing.
Yeah, swishing it. Like, no net.
No, he was great in Toronto, too. I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm watching this and I'm going, dude, nobody's stopping him. I mean, there's games that Boston should have lost. You know what I mean? They really should have.
Yeah.
That's why I think Dallas.
Game one and game three, they should have lost.
No, you're not wrong. Well, game three, yeah, we know.
I mean, we know.
I love it, dude. I love it. I'm just gonna see if I can find some trivia for my man over here. Let's see. I'm gonna have to open up Twitter. Let's find out.
Oh, I'll answer any trivia. I know it all.
I like this off the hip podcast. This is what I love. This is like just kind of like, let's just fucking roll. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You're feeling good today. I like it. I like that. No, I don't need. Okay. Let's see here. What? Great White Shark season is upon us, just so you know, per Barstool.
Shark Week is in July, isn't it?
I know, but for some reason, Barstool has this thing on Twitter. I don't know what their deal is. Opening day of preposterously huge great white shark season is upon us, and we have video proof. What would you do with a shark?
Maybe a shark week, like a shark.
Do you like
season,
the water?
Like to go in the ocean.
Do you like going in the ocean? Hey, when you're in Jamaica, do you go to water? You just hang in the beach?
I had to because of Jackson.
No, I know, but do you have a problem going? Do you have a problem going on a boat?
Yeah,
you do.
I don't like boats. But I don't have a problem going in the ocean, like. Walking into it.
What about swimming? Like, say you take a catamaran and you just go out and jump in the water and it's beautiful and blue and pretty.
I will do it if there's a lot of people out there doing it.
Yeah.
I won't be the only one doing it.
Well, no, you're not all alone.
You know what I'm saying, though? So, but yeah, I will jump in, just say I jumped in and did it and look around and then get out and I'm fine. I don't need to spend my time in the water and out that deep.
I got you.
But I would do it just to say that I did it.
Let's see if I can find this.
But if I never did it, it wouldn't have bothered me.
To me, I get scared all the time.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm looking down.
Me being white, don't give a shit.
Like I'll be snorkeling, right? Looking down here, and like 2 seconds later, I'm looking up.
You go snorkeling? Well, yeah. Boy. Okay.
Well, yeah.
How come I'm not finding trivia anywhere?
I don't know, because I know it all.
Let's go. I'm just going to Google it. Let's just do NBA trivia.
Okay. Hey, Bill Walton, rest in peace, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Bill Walton and the family. We love you guys. We appreciate you.
The Big Red, man. The Big Red.
Hey, that dude, he was so cool, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, please do.
Was he a better commentator or basketball player?
One of the best college basketball players. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say college. I'm going to say he was one of the best big man basketball players ever.
Until his feet gave him problems.
But just like Larry hurt his back too.
So is he a better basketball player or is he a better commentator? Because I love when he commentates. Because he's honest.
I saw the very last highlights of him playing.
Him playing
and
in
I say
Boston.
Highlights because
it,
I didn't
it was
get
in
to
Boston,
see him.
It was in Boston on the bench waving a towel. It wasn't him even playing.
Well,
so I didn't really see anything.
So I didn't see Portland. All I've seen is highlights. Right. So what I know about this man.
Oh, my, for sure.
He was great as a commentator.
Oh, he's a Hall of Fame in both sections.
He absolutely. Shout out Bill Walton. Rest in peace, brother. One of the things that he was good at is people would come up to him and they'd never met him, right?
Oh, for sure.
And they were going to be on with him, like Mike Breen,
yeah.
Mike Wilbon, all those kind of guys. All these people that were going to join his whatever broadcast he was about to be on, he would always go, save it. Because then he could utilize the daily routine and daily everything that he was doing or whatever they wanted to bring up, they could put it into the broadcast.
Right.
It's actually kind of evolutionary when you think about it because so many, like you and I sit here and talk all fucking day with or without these mics, right?
Right.
But if you were to just come in like we did today, we haven't said nothing. We've texted a little bit, like you're coming over. The conversation is better without us going, how you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if we get to ask those kinds of questions, the point is Bill Walton was really good at that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say maybe he invented that, but I remember hearing about that where he was like, you don't talk to Bill while there's no pre-stuff with him. It's you're going to go right out there and get after it. And then if you want to say, hey, how was Thanksgiving or how was your daughter's this or whatever, and those things you threw in as color analyst and stuff like that. If I'm articulating that correctly.
You are.
Oh, it was awesome, right?
That was awesome.
He's so good. And his tie-dye.
I love it.
Dude, we'll put up a photo of him in his tie-dye, dude. I love that shit.
He's hippie ass. I love it.
I mean, in a sense, he was, people would say he's an not an advocate, but like he's, what's the other word I'm thinking of?
I have no idea.
Whatever. Shut up, Bill Walton. You're awesome. You want to go, let's go yard. How about this? 110 NBA basketball trivia questions.
Okay.
You ready for this shit?
Yep. Don't do 110 of them, though.
We ain't got that kind of time, bro.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. This is number two. Well, I'm just going to scroll through this. There's 110 of them. So let's just find them, right? George Gervin's I can't talk.
44.
No, listen. Most points scored in a quarter record was broken in 2015 by this player. Who still holds the record today? Bonus points if you know how many points he scored.
Most points scored in a game?
In a quarter.
A quarter.
I'll give you this. I'm going to tell you right
24.
Now. 24. No, listen. I know that the person's record he broke, or...
That broke his?
A person tied it years and years ago. He was a number one pick for Denver in the 80s. That guy tied George Gervin's record. Don't ask me why I know that.
Alex English?
Art Flair. Okay. I see you.
You know.
Wow. It gave away when I said Denver.
When you said Denver, I'm like, okay. All
right. Hey, but hey, I like that you knew that. That's just nice. Okay, so this person still plays today. If I gave you the team, you'd be like, you get it right away.
What conference?
He's in the West.
Division.
Pacific?
Okay.
I don't know what divisions are anymore. change them all the time.
So what's the points in a quarter like score?
Well, no. George Gervin's record was broken. So George Gervin's record of 35 points was broken.
In a quarter?
In a quarter.
And this person did more than 35 points in a quarter?
This person, I'm going to say the number total of that quarter, and you got to guess the player.
Okay.
In the Western Conference.
Okay.
And he's still playing today.
Okay.
It's 37 points.
Luka.
As much as I want to say yes, it's not. But it wouldn't surprise you. The number, the person you're gonna, the person that did it, you'd be like, I could see that.
Okay.
It's kind of wild, right?
How long ago did he do it?
2015.
So he could not have been in the Western Conference in 2015?
Yes, he could.
Oh, he did?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, shit, then. Is it Curry?
You're on the right track.
Right team, then?
What?
Right
team. You're on the right track. That's all I'm going to tell you. Come on, bro. You got this.
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
Klay Thompson.
Not bad. 30, not bad.
37, huh?
37.
In a quarter.
Is that the game where he was, hey, I don't know if all you audience members know this, but there was a game. Oh, it's not that game, I don't think. But remember he scored 61 or 63?
Yeah, I remember that game.
Hey.
Remember that game.
Five dribbles.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Popping shot. Popping shot.
Hey, didn't make practice the next day or shoot around.
Nope.
Was last seen with three women.
Oh, for sure.
My man. Shout out Klay Thompson, hell bro. Yeah, Klay. Hey, you're living the life, brother. I love that shit. Hey. How gangster is that?
Very gangster.
Be gone with three chicks and then come back and score 63 on five dribbles.
That's like a fur coat kind of gangster shit.
Absolutely. Hey, put that shit up. Put that shit on.
All right. What's the next one?
I like that. Let's go there. How do we do that?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. The Lakers are tied with what other NBA team with 17 championships?
Boston.
Okay, that's an easy one, right? Okay. Who is the only NBA franchise with multiple finals appearances with absolutely zero losses?
With zero losses.
Zero losses in the NBA Finals. Every time they went, no matter what, this team won.
And oh, okay. Spurs.
Nope. Spurs lost in the 70s, I think.
Oh, Toronto.
You might.
They've been once and they won.
Maybe this is a minimum. They're not telling me that.
Okay. Been in the finals and never lost.
Let's just say they went five times. Maybe six.
And never lost.
Never lost. This is kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Went to the finals and never lost. Oh, well, the Bulls.
There you go. That's it.
That's it.
That's the most.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Who is the only active NBA franchise with multiple final appearances with no losses?
Yeah.
Bulls.
Bulls. Multiple. Multiple. Toronto only had one. That's the problem. That's why. That's why they're not multiple.
Toronto, okay, I got this. Okay, we got this one. This one I think you'll get. Maybe not. In 1995, this sixth seed was the lowest seeded team in NBA history to win an NBA championship. We are not talking about the fifth seed Dallas Mavericks.
It's the Rockets.
All right, player. Okay. I got to move my screen so you don't see this shit. I'm just kidding. Hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
Who has the most finals turnovers ever in the history of the NBA?
Most finals turnovers?
You're going to fucking hate it.
So is it Nick?
No.
Oh.
They got to go to the finals, bro.
Oh, well, no, that's, no.
Oh, hey.
Well, it has to be LeBron then.
You said, hey, you were talking shit about Seattle and Oklahoma. I get
I
one.
I don't remember. It has to be LeBron then because he's been there so many times.
It's LeBron?
Yeah, but I thought so.
Hey, boys, somebody get my friend a beer.
Only because he's been there for so long because he keeps winning. I mean, he went to 10 straight, so yeah, you're going to lose. You're going to have to turn turnovers.
We get it. You have to throw that in there. Can you get another one of these for our special guest here?
You know,
one of the green cans.
He gave, he'd been there 10 times in a row. So, yeah, turnovers is what it is.
Who has had the most steals in one series?
Gary Payton.
Very close.
Jason Kidd?
Nope. You're on the right track, though. Think a little bit older.
Older than Kidd?
Yes. Older than Gary, too. Kind of transitioning. Passing the torch-ish?
Not Isaiah Thomas.
There you go.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. You know what the number is?
No, what's the number?
20.
Wow.
20 steals in one series. It doesn't say which series. It doesn't say finals. Right. I'm just saying like...
Probably get Chicago and Jordan.
Why you got to say it like that?
I'm just saying. It's probably...
Look, we both had our jabs. You don't have to keep going there. All right, here we go. This player had the most three-point field goals during one series of the finals. You know this one.
Three-point field goals in one series in finals with Reggie Miller?
Nope.
Ray Allen?
Reggie Miller only went once.
Oh, finals.
But you said it out loud.
It's my fault. I did say it out loud, but I was thinking
about it. You know this answer. Come on, bro.
What was it? Say it again.
This player had the most three-point field goals during one series of the finals.
Just field goals, like makes or
just shoot? Field goals. Just shots. It's just shots.
Oh.
How many times did you shoot against this?
It's not Jordan, is it?
Nope. No, dude, Jordan wasn't shooting threes until the Portland times. Hey, Jordan never shot threes. That's a everyone's like, he don't shoot threes. I'm like, not a lot of people did.
Not back then, for sure. I'm going to get this right away. If I
you should get it. I felt like you would know this when I said 3-point field goals in finals. I figured you'd got it. You were close with Reggie, but I mean, like
Mark Cooper.
No. Oh, I would have. Me personally, before I saw this, I would have said, "Oh, Glenn Rice." But I was like, "He only went once."
Yeah, he only went once. So then not
doesn't mean it. Okay, so wait,
is it Glenn Rice?
No, let me preface this. It's just one series. It's not overall series final appearances.
Oh, okay.
Who has the record of most field goal? It says most had the most 3-point field goals during one series of the finals. Think 2016.
Oh, it would be Curry then.
It is. Wow. 32.
Yeah. But how many did he hit?
32.
Oh, I mean, how many did he take, though?
They don't word it like makes.
Right. How many did he take?
Probably 70.
Right? Seriously.
but if you shoot 50%, that's solid.
Yeah, if you can, yeah.
Let me see if I can find something. Ooh. You'll get that one too easy. Let's see. I got another one. Okay. This is a good one, and you might know this one. It's kind of, I feel like it's commonplace, but which player managed to win an NBA Finals MVP award even though they were on the losing team?
Jerry West.
Bam! That's commonplace, though, right? Like, because I knew that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was a big
deal back then, though.
I think it was against.
It wasn't the Lakers. Philadelphia?
He's on the Lakers. It was against Philly.
It was Philly, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Philly or Boston. Had to have been.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wish I knew the year. Oh, well. All right. Let's just scroll through some of these nonsense. Oh, Coors Light ad. Here we go. Let's see. What NBA team was first to win 70 games in one season? You know the answer.
Yeah, Bulls.
Okay. Freaking easy. First woman to hire a woman on the coaching staff?
Spurs.
Name the year? That's the hard part.
Damn.
I knew you'd get Spurs right away.
2014?
No fucking way you got that right, dude. Holy shit. Wow. Okay. Who's the coach now?
Good old Becky.
Doesn't she coach
Aces?
Aces. Yeah. Vegas.
Yep.
Wait, this triggers me. This triggered this. Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
Kelsey Plum.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same way when you said it like that. I was like, hey, yeah. Okay, here's the other thing. Darren Waller.
Did you see that video?
Yo, bro. Hey, you ain't boys to men. What are we doing?
Did you see that video?
Did you see it?
I didn't listen to it.
No, I saw it. Yeah. I don't listen to it.
I didn't listen to
it. But I've only seen it. I'm not even putting it up for you guys. Hey, if you go out and you go find this Darren Waller video, hey, is there something they're not telling us?
It has to be.
Because he's saying.
She stabbed him in the back.
So they're both cheating?
Or something.
What else is going to go on?
I have no idea.
It's one or the other.
Or, I don't know. Yeah, it's one or the other.
Maybe he's gay.
No.
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just saying dumb shit.
But, yeah, it's one or the other.
I personally, I've never seen somebody go through a public divorce and then make a music video about it.
For sure.
To me, that makes me laugh.
Like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
you took time.
That's not even a good idea.
You set up iPhones and editing and paid for this.
And paid another woman that looks like Kelsey to be in it.
Right?
By the way, she didn't
look like Kelsey. No. Shout out Kelsey Plum. Hey, yo. Hey.
Molly Quinn.
Give me a shout.
Molly.
We ain't that far away. Oh, Molly. Let's talk about Molly for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
What was her name again? What's her last name?
Quirum?
We got to put her name up. Oh, here we go. Molly Quirum. Hey, yo. Oh,
she got some backlash for her outfit on Wednesday.
Don't give a shit. She can wear whatever she wants.
Very much so.
I mean, look at the comments on Instagram right now. We'll put Molly up here. Shout out Molly Quim. She's gorgeous. Dude, all these comments are like unbelievable. Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
How are you going to hate on this?
I have no idea.
Also, give it to her. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. She's promoting. She's doing good.
No, I mean, she can hang with the boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She can talk that shit. That's what I like. Yeah, how do you hate on that? Hello. Do you want to look at this for a while?
No.
When you texted me, I was like, yeah. Yeah, I got you, dog. Molly. Shout out, Molly. All right, let's keep going with trivia. Fucking crazy, guys. Okay, here we go. Which team did Larry Bird coach during the 1997... That's child's play shit. I apologize. All right, here we go. I'm going to find something good. Hang on. Let's see. Golden State Warriors from originally from what city? 10-minute warning? 5-minute warning. It's 303.
San Francisco?
No. Think of Sully. Shout out
Philly,
Sully.
Philly?
Yeah, they're really... Well, it's like Utah Jazz. Oh, yeah. They were originally from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And then Minnesota. Lakers were from Minnesota. 5-minute warning. We good?
That's fine.
Now we're just fucking off.
Yeah, it's okay. We can be done if you want.
No, here we just go. Let's do it. Just two more.
Okay.
What team ended the Phoenix Suns' run and knocked them out in the 2006 NBA playoffs?
Spurs.
Nope. A Texas team.
2006.
Why do you say it like that when you guessed and you knew you were guessed wrong?
Well, 2007 was the brawl, and that was the Spurs.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
I
right.
was thinking that, but it was the Rockets. No, 2006.
Did you say Rockerston?
No, it was the Rockets then, but I meant to say it was the Mavericks because that Mavericks went to the finals.
It is
that
the
year.
Mavericks. It is
Mavericks the finals that year.
Who did the Mavericks play that year in 2006?
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And they lost. Shaq should be MVP.
Hey, that shit was wild, right?
Yeah, it was.
All right, we're gonna do two more real quick. That's too easy. I don't want to give you a bunch of garbage stuff. Which player attempted a record number of free throws in an NBA postseason game? Who's been at the line the most?
Has to be a center.
Okay.
So it'd be like,
I gave it away just by saying, okay. I think I gave it away saying.
So it'll be like someone like Shaq.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Shaq, how many? Do you know the number?
32.
39.
Dang.
Hey, you said 32. That's solid.
Yeah.
Dude, 32 free
against
throw
who?
Shots
against
is
who?
A lot.
Does it say against who?
It doesn't say who.
Oh.
Well, I mean, in a postseason game, it could be anybody.
Yeah. Was it Orlando or was it Lakers?
It could have been when he was at Orlando. Could have been when he was at Lakers.
Did it have the year?
No.
No.
Those are things I do want to know, though. All right, let's see. Okay, couple more. Real quick. They'll be fast. Who was the... Yeah, it's too old. You won't know that one. It is. I trust me. It's in the 50s. You'd be like, what? Let's see. The first NBA athlete to win both the MVP and Rookie of the Year titles in the same season. You know this one.
MVP and NBA title?
You won the NBA MVP and the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Jordan.
Nope. That would have been great. He didn't do that, though.
The same year?
Yeah.
Tim Duncan?
Nope. Very close. Tall guy. Earlier, though.
Earlier.
Come on, you got this, dog. You got this, dog.
MVP.
Big ladies, man. Play for the Lakers.
Kareem?
Nope.
I mean, Wilt?
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Wilt the Stilt, baby. Here we go. Oh, that one's too easy, too. I can't. Okay, one more. Then we're going to wrap it up. I want you to get this one.
Okay.
I would know this one. Back in 1993, the Dallas Mavericks had the Triple J's. Who were these three players?
Jimmy Jackson, Jamal Mashburn. I don't remember that one.
Come on, bro. You know this one. You know I know this one. He's still a coach in the NBA right now. He's coaching the team.
Was Kid there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That Cameron's like, yes, look at Cam. Come on, man.
I thought Kid was gone by then. Okay. When did he go to New Jersey then? 96?
Oh, shit. He went from, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, no. Like 1999.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, it was Kid, Jamal, Mashburn.
But their thing was, didn't they draft Jackson and Jamal back to back?
Same year.
Was it the same year? That part I don't know.
That part I don't know.
Stay tuned for the next time.
But yeah,
we'll figure it out. All right, dog.
That's right.
Family time.
Hell yeah.
Gotta do some shit.
Okay.
Hey.
Appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate all you guys. Like, subscribe, all that nonsense.
And holla at your boys.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, yo. We'll hang up this later.